Let's spend a couple of minutes exploring the very end of this week's parsha, the very end of parsha Vayera. There are certain parts of Chumash that appear and are commented upon in Mishnayos, and specifically Mishnayos Avos. Not that many. Interesting to notice when you have a piece of Chumash that the Tanaim discuss explicitly in Avos. Avram Avinu gets a particular focus, more than almost any other figure in Tanakh, in Avos in particular. The fifth parak of Avos is dedicated to numbers. Thank you so much. In descending order. The beginning of the parak starts with a series of lists of 10 items, and then you have sevens, and then you have fours, a lot of fours, and then threes, and at the end you have the mission of, you have some twos, or pairs, and then the very end of that parak you have the ages, Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esla Mishnah, and so forth. So among the tens, at the beginning of the fifth parak of Avos, is a reference to the ten Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu underwent, and most assume that the Esther Nisyonos climax with the end of Parshas Vayera. There are more than 10 episodes described in Chumash that could be a Nisayon for Avraham Avinu. So it's interesting, if you look, it's a Parshanut on Chumash that you're going to find instead of on Chumash in the Mefarshim on Avos. You look in the Mefarshim on that Mishnah, so there's some degree of debate about which are the 10. Of all the episodes of Avraham Avinu, which are the Esther Nisyonos? Most assume, most assume that the final Nisayon, some see that the final Nisayon is in Chayasara. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Yisrael, and meanwhile here he has to go purchase a burial spot for his own wife. But I think most assume that the crowning Nisayon, the climax of the Esther Nisyonos, is the story of the Akedah. And I don't want to focus right now on the Akedah itself, but I want to focus on the conversations that surround it. So after Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to pull Avram back and says, no, there's no need to actually touch your son. Don't draw any blood. Don't touch him. You're done. You're good. You pass with flying colors. Ata yadati ki yirei elokim ata. Now I know that you're a yirei elokim. That's a surprising pasuk. God didn't know before. Pasuk is based. A few pesukim later. Binishbati pasuk tezayin. HaKadosh Baruch says, I swear over the next couple of pesukim. He says he swears that there'll be a large nation that will come from Avram Avinu, Barecha, Barecha, Harba, Abra, Zarecha, Kochva, Shomaim, Kosh, Osva, Sayam, Yir, Zarecha, Shar, Oivav, and you'll be militarily successful, and all the other nations will be Misbarech from your children, from Am Yisrael, Vizbaruchu, Bezarecha, Kol, Goy, Aret, Kalal Yisrael will be a source of Racha for the world. And he says, I'm swearing that to you now, Yam, Asher, Asisa, Adavra, Zed, because you did this. Once again, that Yam. It's a little strange. Number one, Ati Adati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew before. And now he's swearing that you're going to give rise to Am Hashem and a whole nation will come from you. We heard about that beforehand. That was the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. What changed? Sort of the same type of problem. Yeah, what do you say, Ishan? You have a solution?
Now we have the proof for the world.
Okay, very good. So Shai says, well, maybe Ron Shalom knew it, but now everyone knows it. Now the world sees it, which is a good point. It's a very good point. It still gets you to wonder, though, why does that matter to Ron Shalom? In other words, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to draw his nation out of Avram Avinu. Why does that depend on what everyone else knows? Maybe. So let's explore some more. Now the truth is, the opening, this is one of those parshas which might open with like a thesis statement or a title. Those of you who have been trained here in good writing, so you're familiar with that approach. Of laying out your basic thesis, and then expanding on it, laying out, identifying the episode, and then telling the story. So every once in a while, some Mefarshim will see that in a pasuk in Chumash. Maybe the beginning of the parasha also, Ramban seems to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears, and then you give all the details of that appearance. So here, V'ha Elokim Nisa'as Avraham, Achara Dvar Ma'ela, opening pasuk. Here you have in the text of the Ramban, V'ha Elokim Nisa'as Avraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Menaseh Avraham Avinu. Here is the first time, not the only time, but the first time, the Chumash uses the language of Nisayon. It comes up later in Beshalach and elsewhere. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menaseh Avraham Avinu. So I think the way the Ramban addresses those problems, those kashas we had later, the Ati Adati and the Binishbati Yanash Arasisa, along the lines, we'll see perhaps of what Shai was saying, the Ramban, I believe, roots it, he talks about those psukim, but I think it's rooted what it says at the beginning. He wants to know, what does Nisayon mean? What's Rosh Hashanah doing? Is he experimenting? In modern Hebrew, a Nisui is an experiment. So if I'm a scientist and I lack knowledge, so I'm going to use scientific method to expand my knowledge. I'm going to have a hypothesis. Based on what I see, I have a thought about how the world works. Now let me experiment, test my hypothesis, and see, is it correct or incorrect? I'll do experiments to learn more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lack knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already omniscient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all. He created all. So what do you mean he's experimenting the Rav Avinu? Besides the fact that sounds disturbing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to try it out, give it Avraham Avinu, let's see what happens. So the Ramban says, speaks here very briefly and very profoundly. Let's take a look inside. Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph. So Elokim Nisa'as Avraham, Inyan HaNisayon, the idea of a Nisayon, again, the Rav Shavel points out in his opening foot on the bottom, the unspoken question is what we just spoke, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows me better than I know myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ma'al Min Azman. What exactly is the purpose of a Nisayon? Hu L'da'ati, the Ramban says, I believe that it's, by the point he points in the bottom, the Rambam has a somewhat different approach than the Mora. The Ramban says, here's my take. Bavur heyos maaseh ha'adam rishus mukhletas biyado. A human being has rishus, has authority over his actions. That language is language of rishus. What's he saying? We don't usually read the word rishus for this idea. We usually call it bechir chafshus. The Ramban used the word rishus here. The Rambam used the word rishus in the beginning of the two prakim, prakim hein vav of hilchos tshuva, where he devotes himself to bechir chafshus. He uses the word, also opens with the word rishus, and that's because of the Mishnah. We spent a lot of time the last couple of days in brachas, where can Rabbi Akiva in Perkei Avos, the hakal tzafui v'harishus nesuna. That's the language the Rambam borrows. Rishus nesuna. Authority is given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the capacity. He didn't have to. It would have been, so to speak, more natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the whole world, that he would run our lives also. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, in designing the universe, and specifically in designing human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give us free will, to give us bechir chavshus, to give us rishus mukhletes, as Ramban says, emir tiyase, and lo yirtze lo yase. I get to choose what I want to do. That was a divine design decision. In design human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, stepped back. I think that Mekubalim used the term tzimtzum for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, stepped back and chose, Rav Hashem chose, to give us the space to make decisions. So, yikare nisayon mitzad ha-menuse. So we call a nisayon from the perspective of the menuse, the one who's undergoing it. In other words, from the human perspective, I'm undergoing nisayon. The human perspective, I have the chir chavshus, there are different options, and I have the capacity to make moral choices or immoral choices. I have the moral freedom to decide whether to do the right thing or the wrong thing. So it's nisayon mitzad ha-menuse. Here's what Ramban says, there are actually two layers to every nisayon. From the human perspective, from the divine perspective. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me Bechira Chavshas, we were discussing the other night about Bechira and Yediyah, within the box of dimensions of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, within which he then proceeded to create the universe, and particularly human beings, within the dimension of time, so I have Bechira Chavshas. So from my perspective, in my reference frame, so to speak, I have the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me honest, genuine Bechira Chavshis, and it's a Nisayon in the usual sense. And what's a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Elokim Nisa Zavram. I think the Ramban is being Medayik. Elokim Nisa Zavram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Minaseh. Not just Avraham Nisnasa, to use, I believe, the language of the Mishnah Perkei Avos, but Elokim Nisa. So what's the contribution, what's the accomplishment from the perspective of the Ribbono Shel HaMinaseh Yizbarach Yitzave Bo Lahotzi Adavar Min HaKoach El HaPoel. From a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, what's happening here is that the Koach, your potential, is Yotze El HaPoel. It's being actualized. You have the capacity within you. You're built to be able to do this, but there's a difference between having a certain inner quality and actually acting upon it. And this is an interesting counterpoint to what we've been learning with Siyos Yashar. The Pnimius is critically important, but HaKadosh, it can be that much more powerful when it's expressed in Chitzonius. As the Ramban goes on to say, using Schar, probably not just as a Siba, but as a Simen, Lihios lo Schar Maisa Tov, lo Schar Lev Tov Bavad. By giving you, by giving me, by giving us opportunity to act on what we are within, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be better. We have more schar because we've done more by not just being good Jews, good people inside, but acting well. You'll have schar v'maisa tov as well, not just schar v'lev tov. You have a schar of both good pnimius and good chitzonius. And then he goes on to say, v'daki Hashem tzadik yivchan, according to the points on the bottom of Pasuk and Tillim, the 11th parak. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bochein the tzaddik. What does that mean? K'sheyodei b'tzak she'aser ritzano v'chafet la'atzdiko, yitzave oso b'nisayon. When he knows that the tzaddik, I assume the Ramban means, he knows that tzaddik can do his will. He knows the tzaddik will do his will. I assume what he means, He knows that tzaddik can do his will. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you nisayon that you have the capacity to... that you have the capacity to succeed at. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you chafetz la'atzdiko. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the opportunity, a beautiful play on words, to become more of a tzaddik, to express your inner tzidkus in masim tzaddikim as well. So Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you nisayon, v'lo yivchan asar Hashem ha'shalai yishmo. He will not be boching the rasha. That's how he's interpreting that pasuk in Tillim, Hashem tzaddik yivchan. He will not be boching the rasha asher lo yishmo, who I assume he means cannot hear. I think this is one of the sources for the idea that we've heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give me any sign that I cannot pass. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me in a situation where there are multiple options and that there is an option that I have the capacity, strength in me to push to do the right thing. There's a good option here that I could do. That sometimes it might not be the option I would want to do. I might want to do a different mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah I would love to do in this situation is not one that I have the ability to do, but there's a choice to be made, and there's a better and a worse choice. I would think deeply about Ratzon Hashem and perhaps consult with Chachmei HaTorah. So I would see that of the I don't necessarily choose my environment. I have a certain number of choices within the whatever situation I'm in. I wish I had a third choice. Okay, I didn't get to choose what my choices are, but I do get to choose which of the choices will I take. And one is better than the rest by the ultimate cosmic metric of Ratzon Hashem. And I do have the strength within me to choose that better choice. It might not be easy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me a sign that I have the capacity if I stretch myself to do. And that's why he says, "Kol nisyonos shebatora l'tovos hamanuse." Nisyonos in Chumash, it works throughout the Chumash. You have it in the Parsha of Man, you have it later on. The Torah more than once talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being minaseh us over the course of the years in the Midbar. He says, it's always the Tovas HaMenusa. In other words, what the Ramban just say, I think, could be different ways of understanding the Ramban, I think what the Ramban just said, is that I have, on the human level, within the framework, within the human reference frame of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me, within the dimension of time, so I experience true, genuine Bechir Chavshis, true, genuine free will, within the context within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzumtzum reference frame within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, I experience free will, I experience real choices, and that's in Yisayim. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, and perhaps he's alluding to, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yediyah, because he stands outside of the reference frame of time which he created, so from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in advance what will be, but it's a nisayon in the sense that it's an opportunity for me to be motzim nakoach lapo. It's an opportunity for me to act on, to actualize, to realize the potential goodness I have within me. And that's fantastic. So I'm developing myself into a greater tzaddik, but not just being good within, but actually acting on it. As he said, then there'll be schar maisa tov, as opposed to schar leitov. Question, yeah.
So we say a lot that Hashem exists without, like, outside of the reference frame of time. But Hashem does things very much in a time-bound sense. As in, Hashem says, all right, now I'm going to give you a nisayon, and then we're going to see the results of this nisayon. But if Hashem exists outside of the reference frame of time, how's he saying, now this is going to happen?
So it's an ancient and wonderful... Oh, you're asking a different ancient and wonderful question. So you're asking a Bechir and Yedir, which we discussed the other night, and that's, again, what the Ramban, I think, is grazing by Torah, Mitzvah, Manasseh, Mitzvah, Manasseh. But you're pointing out that the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes particular events happen at particular moments in time means that, in a certain sense, he's, quote-unquote, descending. Whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu impacts the world, he impacts the world at a particular moment in time. So that means he's, so to speak, descending into the frame of time to impact the world. So that is something that I think So philosophically or kabbalistically, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with creatures, with us, with the world, is itself a chiddush. That's true. Malochar is kvodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, and yet Kadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent and also imminent. Kadosh Baruch Hu transcends the universe, yet he also is involved. That is a paradox, not a contradiction, but yeah, that is a paradox. And that's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kol Yachol. He created the universe and chooses to involve himself, stick himself in the universe. I want to now, with this general big idea, that again, we could spend a lot more time unpacking this, and some over the course of many years of coming back to Parshas Vayera, you'll come to this Ramban again, and you'll think about it more. Obviously, there's a lot going on in these couple of lines. I want to just for now see over the next couple of minutes how it plays out, to return to those specific kashas we had before in Pasuk Yudbeis and then in Pesukim Yud Tezayin and on. Ata Yodati, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had said.